Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah, girl. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
The late, great godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen, James Brown, brings us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend. He is the Chief Home Officer, chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here.
Always great to be with you.
Years ago, I'm thinking like almost 30 years ago, I had something. I can't remember the name of the company. I ought to remember this because it's pretty popular. I had a little system of keeping up with projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered the darn thing, and it was actually I had a computer, but the computer wasn't managing my life. It was just helping me produce things, you know.
Right.
Spreadsheets and written words and that kind of thing. I had Macintosh. But this was a folder, like a folio, and when you open it up, it had all these little cards sticking in it. What's the name of the darn thing? I can't remember. It was an organizer. A project organizer. And
sure.
So you'd have your bundle of notes on the right. On the left, you'd have your notes sticking in with the little headers, and you could keep up with all your projects as you were going through, and you'd make a note on them, and it was pretty handy. I used it for a long time.
Right.
But now we have our computers to help us with that, right?
Well,
but I still write notes to myself.
What's funny is, and I, as a journalist, I've written as a journalist and a business columnist and a technology columnist, I've written about the convergence and the continued sort of confusion and lack of a single solution with regard to how to keep organized with our notes. Because look, our life is, you know, if you called me later today and said, you know, called and said, hey Jeff, I got a project we got to work on. You got a minute? And I'm going to take a few notes on it. Now, do I take them on my computer? Am I going to pull down a post-it note? I have a little dispenser pad of post-it notes up on a shelf. You know, am I going to write it on a piece of scratch paper and write it on the back of a cocktail napkin? I mean, where do we keep our notes? And you
the palm of your hand is pretty handy too sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a story about that, but we'll talk about that another time. But you have all these different places that all these the same issue and all these different solutions looking to try and remedy this issue, and what you're talking about shows that how timeless it is. But with the emergence of the synergy and this sort of synchronization between desktop and smartphone, there's a lot of solutions that have emerged to keep notes in one place and keep content in one place. So that, you know, applications, they have, you know, Google just came out with something called Keep, K-E-E-P, Keep, which is an application.
The closest thing I've come to spreading things like that across platforms is a calendar.
Right.
And because I used to have, currently my phone and my desktop calendar don't sync, but they used to. And I'm trying to get that back again now that I have a different phone. But the best thing I had was when my two calendars synced up. That was pretty handy for me because I could put things that I didn't want to forget, even if it wasn't an appointment. I could put that on the calendar and give it a time and a warning kind of and a reminder kind of thing, and it would be pretty handy in wherever I was, whether I did it on my phone or my laptop.
Right.
It would work.
Well, I use, as we've spoken before, I use Google for calendaring, for contacts, for email, and it really has become talk about ubiquitous. It syncs to my phone seamlessly. So if I change something on my phone,
what kind of an email client do you use?
I use Gmail.
Okay.
And so it's web. It's
browsers. So your email is browser based.
It's all browser based.
Yeah.
So if I'm on an airplane now they do make offline email for any of these that are browser based, and there's not that many, but Hotmail has moved into it. AOL is browser based. You know, anyone who uses any of those, you know, Microsoft Mail, which was Hotmail, they're all browser based. So if you want to be if you're on a flight and or if you're somewhere where you don't have access and you want to be drafting emails or reading past emails, you have to download and install applications that allow you to do this offline. But when I make a change on my phone to anything, my contacts, my calendar, you know, it's immediately it goes into the cloud, and so next time I log in from a desktop or a laptop or my tablet, it's there. Mm-hmm. And the key is that it's all there. So we get back to the issue of notes. So if I'm doing a project with Jim, I'm not necessarily going to write the project details in my contact, you know, for you in my contact database, but I might have a note area that I would write that detail down. Or, like you said, you know, today is July 9, 7 something a.m. You and I are talking on the phone. You mentioned something. You know, I got to remember this. I'll do that often before our shows, where I'll set a reminder that we're going to meet at, you know, talk at 7 a.m. I'll open it up, and in the notes section of the calendar item, I'll write some things that I want to talk about, or some things that came up, or some follow up. Part of that is remembering where you put the stuff. So if you had
that's the problem with Post-it notes, right? I use Post-it notes too. You know,
well, that's the problem with Post-it notes or with any of these. At least
where are they? You know,
picking up on. Well, they're, you know, hopefully it's not a wall.
After a month, I say, would somebody come in here and help me find this thing?
Exactly. Well, the issue is, you know, find your system.
Yeah.
And stick to it. Because you might have a system that includes, you know, calendar, contact, send yourself a reminder, email.
But it seems to me that increasingly it needs to be something that works across this electronic, works across platform, because your smartphone's in your pocket all the time.
Absolutely.
And whether you generate it on your desktop or your phone, it needs to be across platform. It seems to me.
Absolutely. And so that means it's going to be technology.
Made me more digital. Cross platform and smartphones have made me more digital in note taking than I ever was.
And you know what? And it's not. I don't want to say it's not.
Hey, Jeff,
a bad
I got to wrap it up, buddy.
Easy embrace. Absolutely.
I
got to
wrap it up. Thanks for being here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.